Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, we're hoping the Eagles rule the world. Coming up in about a month. Got a legitimate shot. You know who always gets shortchanged in the sports person of the year? Category, football players.
Yeah, because it's right in the middle of the season.
Brutal.
Yeah. Like, and it gets forgotten about by the next time.
Like Saquon would have to win the Super Bowl, win the MVP, and then have another 2,000 yards for this year's.
And then by the time that happens, some Caitlin Clark type thing could happen or whatever, you know? Yeah.
And I'm not ripping Caitlin Clark or Simone Biles or any of these people that are very deserving of strong consideration, if not the award. But if you haven't noticed, like, football players almost never win that award because you basically have to be dominant over two seasons. You have to win the Super Bowl, be the MVP, and then have another phenomenal season. It's kind of unfair.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just putting that out there. A little unfair. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Happy New Year, people.
Thanks, Rick.
I agree with you, Joe. It's to have them as a slightly over some of the teams they have to play to get to the Super Bowl is ridiculous.
Absurd.
But I have a feeling, I think I know why. Jalen Hurts has a history, whether it's preseason or whether it was after the Chicago injury. When he doesn't play for close to a month, it takes him a while to get things started.
We don't have a Joel Embiid situation on our hands, do we?
Well, I'm
gonna crank it up.
But look at the history of Jalen when he doesn't play. When he sits in preseason, he sat that long time last year in Chicago. He does have a history.
All right, so here's the one I remember, Rick. The one I remember is I did think in the playoffs 2 years ago. Of course, they reached the Super Bowl, and he was spectacular in the Super Bowl. But I do remember thinking he had not played great in the Giants win or the 49ers win. They were winning for other reasons. I mean, namely, Hassan Reddick knocked out
Brock Purdy,
and it changed the whole game.
Was that the year that he got hurt in the Chicago?
Yes. Yeah,
so. And he was cold, remember?
He was off for a similar 2 to 3 weeks.
It was exactly the same thing, almost. Almost exactly.
Well,
he came back the last week of this season against that Giants game, remember?
Okay.
That, like, didn't really matter, but kind of mattered a little bit, played a bit.
To finalize the one seed.
Yeah, it finalized the one seed. That was it.
But I do remember he wasn't that sharp in the two home playoff
games.
Until
the Super Bowl. I agree. Even though they won 38-7, I have the same memory of that.
And the Eagles
got an offensive coordinator. And a different offense.
Yeah.
And it's all different.
Yeah, well, listen, Rick, that's why we asked Nick about the rust factor. And, you know, we'll just, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can try to get him as many reps as possible this week.
He's grown as a player since then.
Yeah, we'll say.
And before I give you my one of a kind, I'm just going to say this. And, you know, when Wentz went down the year they won the Super Bowl, a lot of us, even you in the studio, you all thought it was game over, even with Nick Foles there. And you know what? If Jalen Hurts is one bump away from being out again and Pickett's ribs are not where they need to be, this kid is 6'6". He's got an IQ. He's from Stanford. He's got to distribute the ball. All he's got to do is manage the game like Trent Dilfer did in 2000.
Nick Foles 2.0.
I'm telling you.
I think he's pretty good too, man.
He stays out of trouble. He gets rid of the ball. He doesn't throw a pick when he doesn't need to, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Here's my one of a kind, Michael Phelps.
All right, what's the one of a kind, though?
Michael, one of a kind.
Well, I'm asking I'm looking for what? He's got the most medals.
Is that 27 gold medals. The schedule he had to keep, I'm sure you've heard of what he had to do. He was in the pool for hours, and his meals and his and nutrition. Nobody ever did what he did.
Rick, I told you I'd be a stickler to that. Right, here's my argument against Michael Phelps. So he's got the most golds, he's got the most medals.
So that in and of itself is one of a kind.
But it's why I asked, like, what? And he's talking about his nutrition and time in the pool. I'm guarantee you.
I think every other that Michael Phelps as a person, I think is what he's saying. Like, the whole Michael Phelps thing was what I interpreted as.
Okay, just, you know.
Well, you could have gone with that an eagle actually sung a song about him about getting his Michael Phelps song.
He did,
Michael
yeah.
Phelps song,
and you guys,
and Michael Phelps song.
And you guys know, I think the swimming thing in the Olympics is way overrated.
You're out of your mind.
Because, Rhea, you can win 10 golds in a Michael Jordan couldn't win 10 in 92. He could win one.
You're right.
They're two completely different sports.
Well, my point is, what if Michael Jordan had 3-on-3?
He's saying the medals
one
are
on
over,
one.
The amount of medals
she understands.
Is overrated.
It's outrageous. I mean, if Michael Jordan could play 1-on-1,
have you ever
competed
in the swimming pool?
Let me tell you this.
Oh, no. Here we go.
The answer is a definitive no. I don't swim. I don't swim.
Doggy paddling everywhere.
You don't swim at all?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I doggy paddle.
That's not swimming. That's what two-year-olds do.
Look, I'm well aware, and I have in my whole life. But and I got to say, one other Olympic thing. Just while let me get off my chest, because I haven't said this in about 2 years. The fact that you
can coach yes, another country.
But James, how am I not wrong about that?
Because they're not playing. Who cares?
But they're representing the country as the coach, and you can be from a different country.
How does that coach? Make... They're not playing the games. They're not on the
but
field.
But they're influencing the games.
Yeah. So teachers. Teachers can not teach across
it's not
borders.
It's not
right?
the Olympics.
Come on.
You have to represent your
coach,
country in the Olympics.
Teacher.
Joel Embiid was on his, like, fifth country.
Well, but he had changed countries. James, would you represent Russia?
I mean, Russia's a... you're picking it. Like, would I represent, like, Norway? Sure. Yeah, I'd represent Norway or something like that. Like some
are you
like
worried? Are you
I
Norwegian?
Would consider you a lesser American.
I have Norwegian blood in me. I'm part Norwegian. What do you want me to do? I'm part French. I could go to France.
You but go. You're not actually French.
No, I'm American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be playing on the field. So if they paid me
good
money,
I would deport you.
Okay, good. You're gonna deport Nick Nurse. Yeah, okay. You're gonna get our Sixers coach out of Coach Canada. What are you gonna do about that?
I didn't like that at Coach Canada. I didn't like it.
They have a team.
I didn't like
it. When it comes to teaching, what
so all these
you
coaches just shouldn't
others?
Work. What about the fact that like the vast majority of basketball coaches
should
are American?
Work? There's the winner get a job. Being a basketball coach.
Well, they already have that. You're saying they are not allowed to participate in the Olympics because their country already has coaches, so they can't participate.
You know why, James? Because their country didn't pick them.
So only one coach and
well,
his
you get
staff
a couple
is
assistants.
Capable of coaching at the Olympic
if
level.
If you notice,
maybe
Jay Wright didn't go coach Germany. He went coaching Germany. He's coaching the U.S.
coaches in America to go coach at the Olympic level.
Be one of the best of your country.
Mm-hmm.
And
simple you can
rule.
Do that and go coach another country.
That's nonsense. And everybody Fly listening knows craft. I'm right about this. Everybody knows I'm right.
Well, the three people crazy. In the room disagree with you,
so
doubt everyone out there agrees with you.
You're just being difficult. No, I can tell.
I don't think we are.
No, I think you believe it for sure, John. James, I think you're pushing back.
I definitely no. I totally believe it. I don't care at all. It doesn't affect me. Like I don't feel strongly. Like I just
they're
don't
not
care.
Getting
like,
a
it doesn't
gold
bother
medal.
Me at all.
Let me ask
Zero.
You this, James. Should someone be allowed to serve in a government if they're not of that nationality? What if I want to go be the president of...
This is very different.
I want to be the president of Lithuania.
Government. This is sports.
Well, we're talking about representing your nation.
In sports.
In the game.
In a game that the kids
Olympic
play.
Games.
What are you talking about?
No, that don't make me happy. Let's go to Joe and Telford.
I'm happy you're not happy.
Joe, who's right?
I don't want to get in the middle of that. You know,
that's a right smart man.
Hey now, this team, I'm very excited to watch this team go into the playoffs with Nikki. I was saying earlier in the week, I think if Hurts gives up a turnover or two that's on him, we got to put Nikki in there and see how he performs. Foles V2.
I don't buy that.
No.
I don't buy that. No.
All right, well,
if Jalen's healthy, he's the guy.
All right. We'll see what happens, right? If we're down, you know, 2-3 scorers at the end of the game and, you know,
It's anyway, not his time
that,
yet.
The NFL, I don't think, should be able to talk to these coaches until the Super Bowl is over for teams that
Boy,
are
Boy, it's
playoff.
Complicated, man.
I hate it.
I don't like it either,
it's
but...
It's not fair. It's like Jonathan Gannon. I mean, out there and talking to him during the Super Bowl week, like, that is completely unacceptable.
I'm with it, man. I mean, you've talked about it with Gannon, like your biggest job interview of your life. Like, how do you not pay attention to that? How do you not, at least, no matter what you say, you're like, oh, I'm fully focused on this game. Like, no matter what you do, you're a human being.
No, I understand. So, Joe, listen, I get the point you, James, and Rhea just made, and I'm not saying that there's not valid parts of that. But would you really say it's fair to the guy that he basically would be blocked from getting a job? Because
I think they have to change the whole process.
Teams just
aren't going to
wait.
I'm saying you should not
wait.
Be able to hire a coach until the end of the playoffs or something
That's a good argument.
I don't think it would be fair to these teams either to say, hey, you can't start planning.
Teams
now.
Would have weak, wink, agreements,
right now.
Though. They would.
They might, but this is unfair the way it works.
I know.
It penalizes teams that are good.
I know.
Coaches in the playoffs should absolutely not be allowed to talk future contracts while they're in the playoffs. That shouldn't be a thing.
Listen, the combination of what you said and James said, I'm open-minded to that.
I think they're adults who, they've learned to manage this.
But it's not about like, you can't help it. Like, if you have an interview in a couple days for a head coaching job, it's going to be in your head.
It's unavoidable that I would be distracted personally, but I've seen and heard of so many coaches doing this, and this is just the way it's been done.
Fundamentally, though, it takes away your time to prepare for the Super Bowl.
I can't imagine it wouldn't.
I think
going into it as a head coach, talking to his staff, you have to figure out a way to make it work for your guys because you want them to do well. You want them to advance. You don't want to hold them back.
And in a certain aspect, it should encourage these guys to want to win the Super Bowl because that only adds to their
No doubt about it.
Well, it's
a reward for these coaches who could potentially be interviewing to become an offensive coordinator somewhere or, promotion somewhere else.
Nick
certainly wants his guys to do well.
Look,
that only speaks better of him.
James's theory is the only part where I say maybe I go with where you're at, but you'd have to have a moratorium on anybody being hired. And I do think there would be breaking of the rules. But anyway, all right, fascinating call. Joe, give me an answer. Who or what is one of a kind?
AI.
AI the person or AI the concept?
No, I'm gonna leave that up in the air.
Or AI the movie. Okay, man. Remember that in the 2016?
The movie came out? Yeah, the Haley Joel Osment, Steven Spielberg movie.
I just remember it was all coming together that year.
Mm-hmm.
They won every award. AI and Larry Brown were getting along.
Sixth Man of the Year,
the
whole thing.
The movie AI comes out. It was a beautiful thing. And then the Lakers happened, always near and dear to our heart. By the way, can the Sixers get back? Here's the thing, and I mean this very much. It's not just about the Sixers winning. I want to feel proud of them again. Right? Is that a fair way to put it?
Sure. Yeah.
Because 0-1, Rhea. We were so proud of them.
I remember in July after that, I've said it to people all the time, I was still tired from the run.
It was a grueling process.
But it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, every basket you were invested in. Every basket.
And they played almost the maximum games because they played seven and seven.
I don't remember... the city with the flags. I don't ever remember it being like so ubiquitous everywhere. We're like,
I agree.
Every single car had a Sixers flag. Yeah. It was wild.
And I lost mine because I freaking put the power window down in the back seat and forgot that the flag was and it was gone.
I've done that.
So it was your fault they lost.
I had to buy a new one. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And they really miss Pat Croce and Dave Koski and all the people and Billy King that were part of connecting the organization with the community. I mean, they just really miss it. All right, Time's Yours is brought to, and we miss them, obviously. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
This is a good thing that we're getting disrespected on the national stage. It's Art of War 101. Let our enemies think we're weak when we're strong. Let them think we're in disarray when we're organized. Let them think we're wimps when we're ready to kick their ass. Art of War 101.
I like that. That's a good argument right there.
If they're underestimating us, Joe, then feel good about it because we know how good we are.
I believe in my heart of hearts that there is not an offense in the playoffs that will be able to score more points on our defense than our offense will be able to generate more points on any defense. I believe that. Go Bears!
Yeah, well, that's called winning it all.
That really helps.
If you do that, you win. If you don't, you lose.
Since the camera's so much interested in a leather jacket and wants the best, I hear Rocco DeMeo's is available.
What's this?
What's this? It's the jacket.
The jacket.
The jacket. I took off Rocco DeMeo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You might want to check with Richie Aprile.
Richie!
Tony didn't want it.
He ain't going to like it.
Let me tell you something, man.
The dumbest thing in the world is that leather jacket today means Fonzie jacket.
Yeah, that's what the leather jacket is.
It's what people think of.
It's what people think of.
Yeah. It's what... Yeah. Joe thinks
it's
of it.
All of us,
guys,
it's all of us think of.
Think of Fonzie jackets as leather jackets. That's
I know that they're not, but that's what you think of when you hear leather jackets.
What's wrong with you? Do you guys realize you think the same way that
John,
he does?
You guys realize that everyone here thinks one way.
No, that's not true.
The whole world
There's
does.
No way.
The whole world does.
You're wrong.
When it comes to sports trivia, the hammer, very reliable.
The hammer!
But when it comes to cooking in the kitchen, we'll see what happens. Tom George.
Listen, the pork chops in the baked beans, juices flowing. It's a beautiful thing.
When you order pork chops,
order them. I don't think I've ever had it out.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Never.
Okay.
So why do you buy it at home and make it in a dumb way?
It's great.
No, it's not.
Way. Softens up the meat.
First of all, pork chops themselves, go pork tenderloin if you're going to go pork at home.
I like
it. It's way easier and it's better.
Yeah. How about that?
This is for the life advice segment. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me with your life advice.
Listen.
Not bad.
We could make that part of the open.
That wasn't too bad. I mean, the open for life advice is phenomenal, so I don't want to mess with it, but, you know.
Maybe there's a course in the area that would do it.
You know? I do not support using that.
No. What about the what's the singing group in Philadelphia called?
The Hooters?
No, the group
Boys to Men?
No, not that kind of group.
Like the choir?
The orchestra people down
there. Oh, the boys choir?
The Kimmel Center or whatever. What's that?
The Philadelphia Orchestra?
Philadelphia Orchestra. Seltzer.
Okay. Oh my
Seltzer.
God.
What's the thing with the orchestra?
I want the Philadelphia Orchestra. The all the string instruments and you bring in a singer and
you're all over this orchestra.
I mean, that
thing,
could work, right?
No,
I don't know what you're what could work.
They would sing the "Help Me Hammer," help me hammer, and then someone they
what are you? What is the what is
play
this?
Nice music like Mozart? I like
Mozart.
It. Sure.
Okay.
And combine that with the Beach Boys.
Oh,
combine that with
really rolling here.
All right, with that.
What's the orchestra thing called?
Just call them up with that and shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's for people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Who do you expect to reach the Super Bowl from the AFC? All right, Ree, your expectations. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, other.
Bills, Chiefs. I'm going to go Bills.
Okay, Seltzer?
Bills.
Of course everyone's going to pick the Bills.
I picked the Bills before. No, I didn't actually.
I'm picking the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Never mind. I picked the Chiefs and the Lions.
John, you are Chiefs?
Yeah.
All right, John, how do you think people voted online?
I think Chiefs probably gets it.
All right, first off, other got 1%.
Who bothers to vote other?
1% of people, apparently.
Some Steeler fan out there, you know, like, oh, what about my team? All right, the Ravens get 11%. 52% Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Over 50.
Against the Eagles. Eagles-Bills. 36% say the Chiefs.
New Orleans will
Andy
melt
Reed,
to
guys.
The ground. Eagles-Bills, New Orleans will
Andy
melt
Reed,
to the ground.
Patrick Mahomes. Wow. Steve Spagnuolo,
Yeah.
We're not going to
see him in the first round for a reason.
We need a winning answer for who or what is one of the
two. I think it's Jim Abbott or Muggsy Bogues for me, personally.
And what about the internet?
I think it's Jim Abbott or Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. I think internet's pretty good. Like, the World Wide Web is a massive concept.
It's an unwieldy answer.
I like Muggsy.
I love Muggsy. Yeah.
Muggsy.
I'm fine. Those are my two. I'm good with Muggsy.
All right. Last thing. Name the three NBA players Muggsy Bogues had teammates in high school that went on to the NBA.
Oh, Xavier
teammates with three players?
Four NBA players
on
the
same
high school.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Was one named Xavier?
Nope.
No?
I've never heard this. Who are they?
Reggie Williams, David Wingate, and Reggie Lewis.
That's amazing. Oh, Reggie Lewis, like Bogues. Celtics Reggie
yes.
Lewis? Wow, I had no idea.
And Muggsy Bogues were on the same high school.